What are the desired characteristics of a perfect mate? Abraham, is it possible for one person, the same mate, to continue to be our perfect mate even though we're growing and changing and evolving? I mean, there was a time in my life when I was an acrobat, and I had to be able to throw my partner high and catch her, and so she had to be under 5 feet tall and weigh under 98 pounds. And when I met Esther many years later, none of that was relevant anymore. Other things attracted me to Esther, and so she was the perfect mate at the time she came into my life. So it seems like monogamy, or being with one person forever, could be pretty challenging.
As you are moving through the details of your life experience, you are continually generating new preferences from the details of your new current experiences. That process never stops. Those rockets of desire are received and held by your inner being in your vibrational escrow. In other words, every new experience causes you to amend, in small and large ways, your new version of the life you desire, and your inner being never ceases to keep up with the new version. As you, through the power of your focus, hold yourself predominantly in an attitude of feeling good, you stay up to speed with your own vibrational reality, and so it continues to unfold and present itself to you in natural and comfortable ways. In other words, you have a continuing feeling of this is the next logical step as you allow the perfect unfolding of your own life experience. And so it is possible that a new partner is the next logical step for who you have become. But if that is the case, the releasing of one mate and the receiving of another would not be an uncomfortable or unpleasant situation. It is a rather illogical and impossible standard that your culture seems to want to hold you to when you make the statement, I will stay together with you in sickness, and so on, no matter the situation, until death do us part. A much better intention or vow would be, it is my dominant intent to focus my thoughts in a positive direction so that I maintain my connection with the source and the love that is really who I am. And in doing so, I will always present the best of myself to you. It is my desire that you ask the same for yourself. And it is my expectation that as each of us works to maintain our individual alignment with who we really are, our relationship with one another will be one of continual and joyful expansion.